Hello, Sigonella. This is Captain Terrell Vernon, Commanding Officer of Naval Hospital Sigonella. Thank you for having me today. Thank you for allowing my team to discuss the importance of patient information. We do not look at patient information or patient care as a one-way street. We look at it as a team effort. The more that a patient knows, the better healthcare that will be received. Today, we have the Patient's Informational Minute. We will sit down with Lieutenant Commander Holes, Medical Homeport Clinical Manager, to discuss three important vaccinations that you should know about. Welcome, Commander Holes. Commander Holes, again, thank you for being here with me. To start out, can you tell me about pneumococcal vaccination?
This vaccine prevents infection from the bacterial Streptococcus pneumonia, which causes pneumonia, especially as we get up in the years. Pneumococcal vaccines now are recommended for age 50 and above. Previously, this was 65. So now, if you are 50 and above and have not received it yet, you can schedule an appointment with the Immunizations Clinic at the Naval Hospital Sigonella on NAS1.
With it being RSV season, can you tell me about the virus and how it affects babies?
RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus. This is a common respiratory virus that you and me usually causes a common cold. Think runny nose, cough, sore throat. In babies, however, the virus can move down into their chest and cause a chest cold that can cause them more difficulty with breathing. We are so thrilled about the immunization because RSV is the number one reason for infants to get admitted in the hospitals in America, and these new tools decrease that chance by 60 to 90%.
Now that we know more about RSV, can you tell me when parents can get the vaccination for their babies?
There's actually two products that protect against RSV. The first vaccine we give to the pregnant mothers. It's called Abrysvo. It's given to moms when they are between 32 and 36 weeks pregnant during the flu season. This allows the body to have a couple weeks more of protection of antibodies to pass through to the baby. If you get this while pregnant, as long as it is 2 weeks from when the baby is born, your baby does not need an additional RSV immunization shot. The RSV shot is called Beyfortus, and the other product we directly give to newborns and infants under 8 months. This would be for babies whose moms were not able to get Abrysvo during pregnancy or if the baby came too quickly after the shot was given. We have ample supply of both here in Sigonella. We are very fortunate. We do strongly encourage that those that are pregnant consider the Abrysvo vaccine in pregnancy, but if are unable, we do have the Beyfortus as well.
This is great information. What other important information should parents know about the vaccination?
It's very important to note that this vaccine can only be given during the fall and winter season because RSV, like influenza, is a seasonal virus. So if you opt to get the shot while you are pregnant, we give it to moms through January 31st. If you opt for the infant shot, we can give that up until March 31st, as long as the baby is less than 8 months old. So please talk to your doctor, both at your infant well check and any other times that you're being seen, to check out and see if it is available for you. An additional reminder, everyone 6 months and older should be getting their flu vaccine.
Can you tell me about tick-borne encephalitis and who is at risk?
Tick-borne encephalitis is a virus spread within minutes from an infected tick bite. The virus can cause severe disease, including an infection of the brain or the membranes around the brain and the spinal cord.
Now that I know more about the virus, can you tell me where it is found and what are some of the considerations I should take if I am interested in getting the vaccination?
Tick-borne encephalitis is not found in the U.S., but it is commonly found in Central, Northern, and Eastern European countries, most commonly in the Baltic or Central European countries, Switzerland, Germany, and Austria, as well as the other Northern Alpine parts of Italy, are at higher risk. Sicily currently is not at risk. The most important factor in determining if this vaccine would be important for you and your family is the activities that you do. Camping, spending time in wooded areas such as hiking, fishing, hunting during the spring, summer, and fall seasons in these high-risk countries would put you at a greater risk. Those who spend time outdoors in near wooded areas or in areas where they would be at highest risk of receiving a tick bite. If you travel to these high-risk countries such as Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Poland frequently and spend time in those wooded areas, the vaccine might be worth it for you.
One really important question that a patient would want to know, is the tick-borne encephalitis vaccination available here in Sigonella?
It sure is. We have a supply of the tick-borne encephalitis vaccine for all those that are over the age of 16, as well as the child or pediatric dose for 1 to 15-year-olds on order, expecting it soon.
What else do I need to know about the vaccination?
The vaccine is safe and effective to prevent this tick-borne encephalitis for all individuals greater than 1 year old. And just note that it is a 3-dose series in order to complete that.
Thank you, Lieutenant Commander Holes, for the useful information regarding some of the various vaccinations that are available at Naval Hospital Sigonella. Just for our listeners out there, could you reiterate the key points we talked about today regarding vaccinations?
Of course. The key factors to remember, the pneumococcal vaccine, 50 and older, is recommended for all. RSV is the number one reason that infants get admitted to the hospital in America, and they are new tools to decrease that chance by 60 to 90%. Abrysvo, given to moms between 32 and 36 weeks pregnant, and Beyfortus, given to babies directly as newborns and infants up until 8 months old, whose moms were not able to get Abrysvo during pregnancy or if the baby came too quickly afterwards. Lastly, Ticovax, to prevent tick-borne encephalitis, is a 3-dose series safe and effective to prevent the tick-borne encephalitis for all individuals aged 1 year and older.
Finally, I just wanted to know if there is anything you would like to add.
The immunization clinic is open for walk-ins and appointments for those that find that easier, so please contact the appointment desk for further information or stop by the Medical Home Park Clinic for us to be able to answer your questions.
Lieutenant Commander Holes, thank you for sharing all of this information with us. And thank you, NAS Sigonella community, for tuning in for the Patient's Informational Minute with Captain Vernon.